Live from London, got the Packers pep rally going. Look at this line, jeepers, cripes, and Villa says, Charlie, does it stretch around the corner? Yep, you bet your tush it do. Look at that line. Holy smokes, goal, Pack, goal. Actually, I apologize, it's called a cue here. Okay, so anyways, everyone keep her moving, go Pack, go, and, you know, as they says in London, go Pack, go. Or they say that here too now, as of today.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest for this half hour needs no introduction. He's made you laugh. Maybe he's made you cry. I don't know. I don't know your life. But Mr. Charlie Behrens, back from across the pond, is here with us. Not in studio, but on Zoom. So if you're watching on the live stream, you can see it. But Mr. Charlie Behrens, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, this is super fun. I'm doing well. We're doing well. We're, you know, the rain is not great, but such is Wisconsin weather.
But the colors are so nice. Jeez Louise, aren't they?
So beautiful. Oh, gosh. So,
they are.
Are you jet lagged?
I've been looking at them.
Am I jet lagged? No, I'm just looking out the window at the colors. They're real nice. You know, you got to appreciate them. They're going to be gone. These trees are all going to get, you know, Brazilians in a matter of weeks with the wind. The old wind Brazilian, you know.
What would you call it right now? Is this just a regular bikini wax where we are in the fall so far?
Yeah, we're in the 70s right now, I think. You know, it's all there, you know.
The bush is still there.
all different shades and colors. It's fantastic. I'm talking about the trees now.
The trees.
For clarification. Oh, really? Okay, never mind. Sorry.
The foliage.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Greg, get your head up.
Yeah.
Greg.
Sorry.
Yeah. So how was London? We didn't get to go.
London was... You didn't?
Did not get to go. We had to watch it from here.
Well, that's a bummer. Yeah, you know, you should really sneak that into the budget next year or whatever, you know? It was cool. It was really sweet. There were a lot of Midwesterners there. London could not handle that many Midwesterners. I'll tell you that.
I will see. There was one picture I saw. I don't know which bar it was at, but they did run out of beer, as Wisconsinites, when they invade a place, tend to make happen. I don't know if you were at that bar, but that was par for the course. But did you meet many non-Wisconsinites while you were there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, believe it or not, even though the Packers were in town, it still was mostly people from London in London. But there were plenty of Wisconsin. Here's the real issue that, you know, a lot of people talk about London. They talk about, you know, the fact that fries are called chips. And nobody had mentioned me until I got over to London that they don't have ranch over there.
Oh,
they don't
have
ranch dressing.
Do they?
You guys knew that?
Yeah.
Well, do they
that.
Do the mayo thing? Because I know that's French. What do they dip their chips in?
It's salt and vinegar.
It's just salt and vinegar?
Salt and vinegar.
So, oh, yeah. Salt and vinegar is kind of the mainstay or whatever. And then I don't even know if there was ketchup. Honestly, I was too steamed up about the whole ranch situation that, you know. But it was fantastic otherwise. Once
they not
we got
only
past
don't
that.
Have ranch, they make fun of us for the fact we have ranch.
Fair, which is fair.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My friends who live over in England, they're like, we don't understand your fascination with this. It's disgusting. I'm like, I've seen some of your food. Tamp down the judgment.
Yeah, there is good food over there. However, there is, you better be ready for your meat and potatoes.
Yep.
Did the fish and chips compare to a Wisconsin fish fry?
No. No, I mean, absolutely not. Are you kidding? That's like saying, you know, any analogy that just came through my head wasn't really appropriate for radio. But but no, it does. You can't compete with a walleye fish fry, you know, caught in the Great Lakes or any of our other Great Lakes. You know, that's always the best. The fresh fish fries. When you catch them, you clean them, you fry them.
Yeah, you eat them, you get heartburn. That's what I like.
Yeah,
you know?
The heartburn really is the dessert of bodily functions.
Especially well, as we get older. Yes.
Well said. That should be on a t-shirt. Yeah.
You're free to steal that. Slap it on a t-shirt. Just throw the show some credit. So I know that we all were lamenting. It was not a Victory Monday, but I have to imagine that it was still pretty cool to be in a different country watching your hometown team with, what was it, like two-thirds of the people there were Packer fans?
Yeah, I mean, it was technically a Packers home game, so the way they do it over there is a team gets, someone loses a home game, and then they get to be the home team in London, and there was a significant number of cheeseheads, there was a huge Packers presence, but then as the Giants started to ascend in the game, I did notice a lot more Giants fans, and that was a little painful, but you know, it is what it is. It was a cool experience, and I don't know how much longer the NFL is going to do this whole thing, but it probably a once in a lifetime experience for me. I don't know that, you know, I am going to do that again. I don't know. So that aspect was cool, and those stadiums there are pretty slick. You know, like we were up in the higher up seats. Not quite the Euchre seats, but, you know, close. And the view was awesome. So, yeah, great reviews of that whole situation. I wish what I was watching was a little bit, you know, more good.
A better ending. A better ending to for a fairy tale story. It was more like a Grimm's fairy tale rather than the Disney fairy tale.
There was still a lesson to be learned then.
What was the lesson?
There is. Very well said. What is the lesson?
Oh God. Play better. There we go. I am a coach for the Packers. I would like for them to play better.
Catch more balls.
Run towards the opposite side of the field and score points.
Yes. Yeah. That is spoken like a true Wednesday morning quarterback right there.
Our guest this half hour is Charlie Behrens, fresh off his trip to London for the Packers. First time playing, did lose, but we'll get over it. But you also had a show there.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
Where did you perform?
I performed at Leicester Square, which could also be pronounced Leicester. It's kind of like Worcestershire sauce. I'm still not quite so sure how to...
It's pronounced Leicester Square.
It's
Leicester.
Yep, it's Leicester.
Yeah, so the Leicester Square Theater is nice. Where I performed.
That's fantastic.
And what was the breakdown, you think, of people from Wisconsin who came to see the show versus new fans who've just been waiting for you to make your London debut?
Well, I don't know if it was new fans waiting for me to make the London debut or just Midwesterners who happened to marry people in London and drag their story asses there, you know. But either way, it was about, I would say there was probably a quarter of the audience was from London and then 3/4 from the Midwest. Packers fans.
Did you make some specific London jokes in the set?
Yeah. Actually, we shot a video out there, Midwest guy in London, and you know, it was just me existing out there in London. Like one bit, you know, Abbey Road, of course, the Beatles' famous album cover, and you can go to Abbey Road, the same intersection. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go there because I got this shirt that says "Watch out for deer," and it's four deer crossing that sidewalk, you know, like, which I thought was really clever. And so I wanted to go there and get a picture with it. But, you know, as soon as I got there into the line or queue, excuse me, as soon as I got there into the queue, you know, my Midwest all came out. So I was like, oh, no, after you. I insist after you. No, geez, you know, you want me to take your picture? You know, so then I'm taking pictures of people, you know, and I'm there about a half hour. And then the final person I take a picture of, and of course, they go to the other side of the road. So I run over there and give them their phone. Then I turn around, and then there was nobody left in the queue to take a picture of or to take a picture of me. And so you're just going to have to know that I was there in spirit. But But it was fun. It was a good time. I rode in a London taxi. Those are cool.
The black ones are very expensive.
Yeah, I know. The reason I rode in it was because I figured we should get it for the video, and then I learned how expensive they were. And honestly, to be honest with you, I don't think they're any more expensive than an Uber.
Really?
They really aren't.
Well, the pound did go down in value, so that could have something to do with it.
Thanks, Liz Truss.
Just in the nick of time, it did, yes. But they're cool. And you know, those London taxi drivers, though, they have to know London. They know London better than I know my tackle box, and that's saying something. And the reason is their test. They have to study years for this, but they're given 2 points on the map, and they have to, by memory, say every turn that they would go to get to the other thing. They have to do that, and it takes the guy was telling me it takes most people 3 to 5 years to pass that test. So they're worth the extra. They're worth the extra pounds, I would say. I mean, these are skilled professionals driving those machines over there.
That is a fact I did not know. That it took, it basically is like passing your third tier of wine sommelier.
The sommeliers of taxis.
The sommeliers of London roads.
I mean, it's kind of cool though to see someone so like dedicated to a craft like that. Yeah, it's like a sommelier, like a real good cocktail person, like knows all the anything where you get really into the weeds or the streets in this case is kind of cool. I like that stuff.
How'd your parents like it? Because I saw that was your guest of honors while you were there.
Yeah, my folks, they had a good time. They had a good time. You know, I made up, I think with this trip, I think I made up for a crash in their car back when I was 16. I totaled it, actually. So I think this might have finally made up for that. Still have not made up for shooting my dad's minivan with a shotgun, but...
The minivan had it coming, okay?
It didn't. My brother forgot to unload the gun, and then it was his fault, to be honest with you. So anyways, I got another trip at some point I got to do to make up for that. But even though I did pay for the minivan at the Kelley Blue Book level, marked excellent, but that's another story altogether.
I feel like my brother forgot to unload the gun is a very Wisconsin statement.
Perfect. Whoops. He did. You should always, ever since then, we instilled the Andy rule on shotguns, and that's everybody checks the other person's gun twice, and Andy doesn't check anybody's gun. So
you just got to know that about Andy.
And when you're checking guns, move the minivan.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. Well, we drove home with it, actually. The whole way home, we were driving home, loaded shotgun in the back of the deal. I mean,
I have so many questions. So where did the shotgun hit the car? Was it through the roof?
No. Turn the shotgun seat into an actual shotgun seat. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
good
the
gravy.
Back bucket seat. Shot the arm right off the back bucket seat. The nice thing is that two little pellets went into the front console where the speedometer sign is. So I could always tell if the alignment was right because those BBs would kind of just stay right in the middle there, you know? But if they started to veer off to the right, I was like, well, maybe there's some issue with the tires or the terrain, you know?
Wait a minute. So you guys were you sitting in the car and the gun went off while all of you were in the car?
No, so we got home from pheasant hunting, and Andy grabbed the bird. Bill grabbed the jackets. I pulled out the guns, and then one went off. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't win them all, you know.
I feel like you being held responsible for this is, I don't know. I just don't feel
this
like
feels like an Andy problem.
Yeah, I feel like Andy should take your parents to London next, or to Greece, or wherever, you know.
That's exactly what I thought too, and I've been arguing this for darn near a decade now. Shoot, hit the pause button.
Hit the dot button. All right. Well, we got to go to a commercial break. Charlie Behrens will still be here when we come back, and we're gonna play a little fun game. Is this place in Wisconsin or the Marvel Universe? Charlie will tell us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
A nuclear arrow, but I have no fear, 'cause London is burning alive.
To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our big guest this half hour is Charlie Behrens. So we thought, you know, I would do just a normal, typical interview. You've done that 100 times. And so Greg, Mr. Greg Bach,
hi,
our co-host on Wednesdays,
hello,
came up with a little fun game. So we're going to test your knowledge as far as different Wisconsin cities compared to places in the Marvel Universe. Greg, take it away.
All right. So I prepared 10 different locations in each. I'm just going to ask you, and you just tell me off the top of your head, do you think it is in Wisconsin City or is it in the Marvel Universe? So we'll start with an easy one. Antigo.
Marvel. Just kidding, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right. Center of Farming and Lumber District right there. All right, let's go with another one. We'll go Barron.
Wisconsin.
Very nice. Let's see here. Ankara.
I don't know where that is.
Guess. You got Marvel. A 50-50 chance.
Got it.
Marvel.
All right. Got it.
Sorry.
3-3.
You got it. Olympia.
Wisconsin.
Marvel.
Oh, 3-4.
What?
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking Mount Olympus in Wisconsin Dells. Gosh darn it.
Bosco Bell.
Oh, Wisconsin.
There it is. Leitner.
Marvel.
Got it. Broadhead.
Wisconsin.
Correct. Chitek.
Wisconsin.
There it is. Let's see here. Bearheart.
Wisconsin.
Marvel.
Oof. Oh. I thought about it, though. I rolled the dice.
There you go. Trinawa.
You couldn't even pronounce it right.
That sounds Wisconsin.
That's Marvel.
Is it?
It's a planet.
Maybe it's the.
It's a planet with oceans of oxygen. I got two more for you. Two more. All right. Fenimore.
Oh, Wisconsin.
All right. And then finally, and this is probably the toughest one, so get ready. Okay. Planet 0259-S.
That's in Illinois, I think.
I would say very good score.
That's 8 out of what, 11?
We did 11. Yeah,
that's
very,
like a B
very
plus,
good.
Right?
Hand this man
that
a beer.
That just gave me a panic attack that you called an 8 out of 11. As soon as you said B plus, I saw the red 8 out of 11 on a test when I was in high school. Like,
can't bring this one home.
Yeah, that's when I'm now trying to divide or do the division to figure out what percentage that is or however you find out percentages. Thank God I'm not in school anymore.
Yeah, 11, jeez. I think it's like an 83%.
That was very fast math, if that's correct. Well, I can't.
If 8 out of 10 is 80%, just tack on a couple more. Just take a guess. Yeah. 83, 84%.
There you go. Yeah. So it's like a B. Okay. It's like a B.
That is a good guess.
Yeah.
Good. 83 is a C plus.
That's actually wrong. I'm totally wrong. I'm going the wrong. It's fine. I'll stick
to it.
Shut up, Jane. Jane knew the whole time I was wrong.
Jane's just a human calculator back there.
The 78.
How many? That's a good question, though, because we played that game, and is there any counties? What counties are left that you haven't been to as far, or what regions of the state? Or have you kind of touched everything since you started touring and doing Manitowoc Minute?
Oh, man. I mean, I've gone to a lot of the places. But there's so many places I haven't been, even in Wisconsin. And that's the cool thing about it too, is like, I love playing like the smaller theaters. There's so many beautiful small theaters they built in Wisconsin in like the late 1800s, early 1900s. Like there's this beautiful one in Baraboo, for instance. And it's like, Menominee's got a cool one. That just these old cool theaters. You can go sit there, do a show for 500 to 800 people. You're lucky enough for them to show up and sit there and talk to ghosts, it's awesome.
Do you have any shows?
And they're beautiful.
Do you have any shows coming up, or what's the rest of the year look like for your touring schedule?
Yeah, I'm doing Appleton this weekend, Appleton, La Crosse, and then I go out to South Dakota, and then up to Burnsville, Minnesota, and then I think I'm doing Iowa, Ames, Iowa at some point, and then Bemidji, and then I think I'm going to...
That's in the Marvel Universe.
That's in the Marvel Universe.
And then I'm going to chill for a little bit, so yeah, that's it.
You're a busy man. So we appreciate you coming on here.
I appreciate you having me. This is a lot of fun.
My big question is, you know, you've had a lot of success, but the fact that you've been getting to work with the Packers as much as you've been able to between the players and the organization, like how much of that is a lifelong dream? Just watching you, like the collaboration with some of the videos that came out from last week, like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that one from last week, I was literally standing in line in that queue, and someone came up to me and just handed me a phone and said, can you do a video? And then I did the video and gave it back to him, and then he was with the Packers. He told me he was with the Packers, but he said, can you just do a video quick? And then I just did that, and then they posted on the deal. I was like, oh, that's really cool. I mean, that I was very surprised by that. I don't really take that for granted, because yeah, it is a lifelong dream. I mean, Leroy Butler has become a really great friend of mine, and that was a guy I used to watch growing up, a diehard Packers fan in the early 90s, as young as I can remember. I would cry when they lost and the whole thing, but with Roy, like I would jump on the couch like I was doing a Lambo leap, you know. I got a scar right there to prove it, and so to be able to then do this, it's so cool, and I don't really take it for granted, because it's very cool.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. I think your humor is obviously treasured by a lot of people as far as bringing our culture and the stereotypes, but also the truths as far as what we think is funny and what it's like to live here. And so I appreciate it, and I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate what you're doing here with the show. I think it's awesome, and I wish you continued success. And radio, it's like the one of the greatest mediums, and it's having a renaissance right now, and you're part of it. So
absolutely.
Congrats.
So next time we'll get you in the studio. Next time when things calm down a little bit, we'll get you in the studio. We'll play more games.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That would be a good time. I'd love to come in at some point. That'd be great.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Charlie Barron's touring all around the Midwest for the rest of this year. Check out charliebarrons.com. He's obviously all everywhere on social media. He's much more famous than this show is. He needs no introduction. But thank you, man. We really appreciate having you here. Anything else before we go to break?
I just want you guys to watch out for deer, okay?
Always. Always.
You too, man.
All right.
You too.
And enjoy the colors. Oh, my gosh. Before the wind come. All right. We'll see you now.
See you later. Thank you, man. All right. Well, we will take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, it'll still be Ask Us Wisconsin.